أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم. إن شاء الله we will with this series we'll begin with last juz of Holy Quran, juz amma, by beginning Surah An-Naba until the end, and we see when we finish. I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmoud to recite first 10 verses or 15 verses from Surah An-Naba.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون. كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون. ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the people of Mecca were questioning the Yawm al-Ba'ath, the resurrection day, and they were questioning, is there going to be a judgment day? And they were questioning Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah revealed that surah, that verse, which say, Amma yatasa'alun. Amma, it's of two words, alama, ala ma yatasa'alun. It's simplified in Arabic, become Amma, two letters, Ayn and Mim. And the translation, the commentary, or what it means in English, concerning what are they disputing? They are disputing on what? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, you are disputing with me? Telling his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are my enemy? What I say has to happen. What they say doesn't mean anything. Amma yatasa'alun. They are questioning about the greatest news, al-naba' al-azim, concerning the great news about which they cannot agree, alladhi hum fi mukhtalifun. O people of Mecca, on what you are asking and questioning about the resurrection of a human being another time? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is, you think it is a big issue? I'm going to specify for you and classify for you things that you never can imagine in your mind, that with my greatness I created it. Why you are disagreeing?
On what you cannot agree? You are going to see very soon what's going to happen.
عن النبأ العظيم, are you disagreeing on the greatest news? That it is outside the circle of mind. Because علوم الآخرة, the knowledge of hereafter, cannot be limited with your mind. You cannot understand it with mind. You cannot understand it with physical forum. You can understand it only in one way, through spiritual power. That's why for them, they were not seeing in front of them except these idols that they made by their hands. This is what their mind was able to see at that time. So when Prophet ﷺ came telling them about the Akhirah, they were not able to understand him because the mind cannot understand things which is not aware of. Like today's scientists, or today these Darwin theories, which we have refuted many times, of evolution, they cannot understand anything except through their physical mind. So anything outside the circle of mind is impossible for them. So how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible for us to understand it is not through the mind, because mind related to physicality, to dunya. Heart related to akhirah, to spirituality, as we described it in Surah Al-Fatiha and before. So through the heart, through spirituality, through iman, through faith, you can understand the great news that you are going to shall to see, you are going to see soon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining that to them. And he described it on what they are disputing, amma yatasa'alun, on what they are questioning, and in naba' about the day of judgment. And what he described it, النبأ العظيم, the great news. Why is great? It's great in its showing the kudra, power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his greatness, to bring back every human being from, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the whole body decomposed of that person, except from a small piece that it is at the end of his backbone, ajm al-dhar, the backbone, what you call it? Sacrum. Of his sacrum, one smallest part that carry that living secret, that when it comes in the judgment day, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rain and shower, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ahadith, shower this dunya with a special rain, every human being, one drop of that rain knows where it has its sacrum, that it goes immediately in it, and a human being comes. Appear. Allah is showing, telling them that is a great news going to happen in judgment day that no one can understand it. Now for 6 billion on the earth, and they are saying where these 6 billion can fit. What you think about from Adam alayhi salam till today? Till judgment day, where they are going to fit? Where? And يوم المحشر, أرض المحشر is on this one. Everything Allah destroy and then bring them back on earth. Where, how they are going to fit? They can fit? Huh? They will fit. Of course, by Allah's Qudra. They are going to fit. But how? That is the great news. That is not understandable. وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا. And the earth, we stretch it. We
extend.
What?
Extend
it. مَدَّ الْأَرْضِ. Made it, as you are seeing, it is flat. And we are coming to the explanation of that. So Allah with His greatness, He is telling about the great news is coming. That bringing out this physicality back, human beings, that's a great news. And bigger than that is their judgment. Allah telling them the biggest news for you is you are going to see فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. You do good, you are going to see good. That is the big news. After I bring you back, you are trembling. Even prophets will be trembling at that moment. Angels will be trembling at that moment. Now here, we are so arrogant. No one trembles. Show me one person trembling. They were showing today on the news that man that they caught. He sells 20-30 tons of cocaine every month, the biggest of in Colombia. When he was might be in Colombia, he was the biggest guy. And might be anyone comes in front of him, tremble. How he was sitting in that car today, you saw. Humiliated. With his, in his hand, handcuffs. Why? Because he did something wrong. You be what you want to be. You be the biggest guy here, the wealthiest guy in dunya, person. You do something wrong, Allah going to judge you in akhirah. So better to be here, humble, lower yourself to your Lord, and say, Ya Rabbi, I'm weak servant. Don't be arrogant. Don't forget him. He will forget you there. Although he is the Arhamur Rahimin, will bless you at the end with his mercy, because you are a mu'min, you are a Muslim, but you are going to feel that shyness. That look how much I favored you with my favor, and you were running from me in dunya, but you were doing your obligations, but you were not perfect in the way that I like. So that is Naba al-Azim, the great news coming. He's telling Prophet, Amma yatasa'al, on why they are questioning about what? And in Naba al-Azim, about the great news, of course it's coming. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ, which they are always disputing and disagreeing on it, not agreeing, they are going to see it. كلا سيعلمون, they are going to know about it. Because they said to Prophet, إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا. It is only our dunya life. We don't finish. No, it's not like that Allah is saying to them. And that applies to us today. Quran applies for everyone. It's not like that. People say, oh, we are not coming back. We are going to change to monkeys. or monkeys to human beings, they change from dinosaur, they say, to what? To mammals, to fish, or what? Fish were first, then dinosaurs. And what happened with these dinosaurs? These huge animals, they disappeared. Why they disappeared? To become monkeys, apes after, and from monkeys we become a human being? Why monkeys not producing any more human beings? Or human being producing monkeys? What happened? وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. We are not going to come back. We finished. We die, we die. Okay. This is what you believe. Leave it to you. So that's only to believe that you cannot understand it with mind. When you want to use your mind, you are stuck. That by iman, faith. Al-imanu bil-ghayb. That's why one of the arkan of al-iman is al-imanu bil-ghayb. Islam built on al-iman bil-ghayb. There is nothing else. Prophet comes with his message, and he delivered the message. You have to believe in what? In iman, isn't it? Do you believe in something else? I like to say this hadith. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe in the unseen, Surah Al-Baqarah, first of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Those who believe in the unseen. Because they believe in the unseen, what happened? يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. They begin to pray. They believed in Prophet ﷺ. They believed in Islam. They accepted the Creator, Tawheedullah. They prayed. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. It's not only to make your prayer, Allah made a condition. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Of what we have provided them, favor them, they have to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not only money, but your body, yourself, means besides salah, obligation, you make nafil. You make sunnah. Besides fasting Ramadan, fast other days. Everything you do other than the obligation is infaq fi sabilillah, is giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I like to bring this in this tafsir of this surah to see how much Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had love to his ummah and to the last of his ummah. It's long. وفي معجم الصحابة والبخاري في تاريخه والحاكم. In many of the Sahih books and in Bukhari, in the history of Bukhari, he narrated عن أبي جمعة الأنصاري. قال, he said, قلنا, we said to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, هل من قوم أعظم منا أجرا؟ You are going to see this is huge. You never expected that. We never expected. Look what Prophet is saying. هل من قوم أعظم منا أجرا؟ Is there any group of people, قوم, community or group of people? And Sahaba is asking Prophet, they have more than us ajr, rewards. آمنا بك واتبعناك. We believed in you and we followed you. قال ما يمنعكم من ذلك ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين أظهركم. What's going to prevent you from believing me and following me, and I am in between you, and Prophet is in between you. وَيَأْتِيكُمُ الْوَحِي مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. And the revelation comes from heavens by Jibreel alayhi salam. I am delivering it to you. How you are not going to believe? Of course you are believing. But don't see it so huge that you did something big. But what is great, is that when they asked him, is there any other group have rewards? A huge rewards? He said, بَلْ قَوْمٌ يَأْتُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. But group of people will come after me. يَأْتِيهِمْ كِتَابٌ بَيْنَ لَوْحَيْنِ. A book come to them between two covers. The Holy Quran. فَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. They believe in it. وَيَعْمَلُونَ بِمَا فِيهِ. And they do accordingly. أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ مِنْكُمْ أَجْرًا. Those have more rewards. And Allah will give them better than everyone. And lot of hadith on that. And this is in Ad-Durr al-Mansur. The As-Suyuti, في تفسير Ad-Durr al-Mansur بالسيوتي. I'm not going to go through all this. But to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Iman, the Iman, al-Iman bil-Ghayb is important. That's what we are today, Muslims, after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Sahaba, after Tabi'een, after Tabi'ut Tabi'een, as we are going far away, those who are believing, they are believing without seeing. And that's what Prophet described them in the Hadith. So al-Iman bil-Ghayb is the most important. You cannot limit through your mind explanation the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they were disputing with Prophet and saying, how we are going to believe in another life? That cannot be, because their mind is very, very limited to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand. Allah, Allah. So how we are going to believe in what's going to happen, but Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling them, according to the revelation from his Lord, that no, you are going to see. There will be coming a day, وَهُوَ الْقِيَامَ الْكُبْرَى وَهِيَ الْبَقَاءُ بَعْدَ الْفَنَاءِ. When resurrection comes, at that time, there is no fana, there is no extinct. There will be baqa, there will be ever existence. Or you will be existing forever, either in paradise or for kuffar in hellfire. For mu'min or Muslim, paradise, for kuffar, hellfire is finished. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. So our ego, Allah is saying to us also in a spiritual interpretation of this verse, عَمَّا يَتَسَأَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ. Why they are disputing to us now, to mu'mins and to Muslims, if you want to understand it this way? Why your ego is trying to conflict you and disturb you and question your spirituality? Ego can never understand the knowledge, the enlightenment. Ego only run after the desires. Hawa nafs. It is the bad desires of the ego. Never going to understand the resurrection of the heart, the rejuvenation of the heart, that it will be one day. If it will follow the worshipness and the guidance of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wasalam, that heart will be rejuvenated and will be in the divine presence. O Muslims, mu'min, don't let your ego play with you. As kuffar, not believing in judgment day, and Allah is saying to them, it's coming. Mu'mins, don't let your ego trick you and tell you, do only your obligation and forget about Sunan al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nawafil. Why then Prophet was doing Nawafil? Because it's very important. Because through Nawafil, Allah loves you. The hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ما زال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه. If my servant approach me through voluntary worshipness, I will love. If I love him, I will be his ears that he can hear with. I will be his eyes that he can see with until the end of the hadith. كلا سيعلمون. They are going to know. There will be coming a day. كلا سيعلمون. Verse 4. Verily they shall soon come to know. ثم كلا سيعلمون. Then another time he repeated. Verily, verily. They shall soon come to know. Means كلا سيعلمون. There is no way except they are going to know that this is going to happen. There is no way that it is not going to happen. And when it happened, the Qiyamah is going to happen. The resurrection day is going to happen. Judgment day is going to happen. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. Then he said ثُمَّ. Means first كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. He repeated another time. Why he repeated another time? He mentioned twice. كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. First one is that day of judgment is coming. They are going to know about it. Because they are going to see it. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. What's going to happen from day of judgment. Day of judgment is going to happen. So this is the first كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. The second one, verily they are going to know, means, and he said ثُمَّ. ثُمَّ means is stretching. They are going to be stretched at that time. Those who are going, people are going to see what they never expected to see. They are going to live a period of time there before entering paradise or before entering hellfire. As soon as the judgment day comes or the day of their death, come, from there on, there is a stretch. It's going to be longer time for them now. That's why in Qabr, إِمَّا رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ حُفْرَةٌ مِنْ حُفَرِ النَّارِ. Either it is a paradise, your grave will become a paradise if you are a good person, or it is going to be a grave from hell. So there, that day, that is the day. So you know, then after that, till judgment day is the other كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُ. That's one explanation. The other explanation is that first كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ is the day of judgment, and then that time period until you go to paradise or they go to punishment, that is going to stretch also, and they are going to see ayatullah, the Allah signs. For kuffar, they are going to be under heavy difficulty. For mu'mins and Muslims, with the shafa'a of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, and the mercy of Allah, they will be sent to paradise. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. أو سيعلمون حقيقة البعث حقبة البعث حين أن يبعثوا من قبورهم ثم حقبة الجزاء بحسب العمل هذا وقد حمل اختلافهم فيه على مخالفتهم للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. They are going to know the reality of their resurrection, and they are going to know what they have. Either they accepted Prophet and they believed in him, they are going to see what they believed in. Or if they disbelieved in Prophet, they are going to see the punishment which is going to happen to them. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادَ. Now Allah telling them, why you are not believing? I'm giving you my signs. كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. Verily you are going to know, verily you are going to know. It's coming. Didn't you see أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادَ? Have we not made the earth as wide expanse? Expanse? What that mean? Didn't make the earth wide expanse? مد ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا مهادا make it made it flat look at the earth it's make it like carpet flat مد الأرض مهد الأرض الله سبحانه وتعالى said ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا we have made it a mahd a place to be inhabited and he mad expanded it and he said he expanded it means when Allah said expand means it never ends so that as an indication of a scientific meaning here that they discovered lately 500 years ago that the earth is circle because when Allah say I made it flat straight expanded it expand wide expanse means wherever you move it never ends so how is that going to end Go and move. You see yourself. What will happen? You're still moving. And you come and still moving. And never ending. Because it is a circle. If it ends, mean it's not wide expanse. It's not always stretching. To be always stretching means it has to be circle. Or it's still expanding and moving. Since it's not, so it is a circle. And this is the tafsir that the earth is circle. Allah, Allah. And we have made it for you like a carpet. That wherever you move, it's still a carpet. Even if it is circle, it's still a... It is straight for you, it's still straight, you cannot see its circle. What that greatness. You are, this is here, this is the earth, round, circle. So if you are moving from down to up, let us say, the south pole to the north pole, why you are not falling? And even if you are moving ground, walking, still seeing it's flat. You never see it. Other than flat, and you never be like that. Always you are standing straight. Never you standing tilted. Bring a book, put a cup here on the book, and tilt little bit the book. What happened with the cup? Fall. Why it fall? Must not fall. Whatever it tilts must not fall. What is stopping you from falling, from tilting? And you are as if you are standing straight. It doesn't show it's tilting even. Straight. What kind of Allah put force in the earth's gravity? What's that gravity? Where is it? Show me. We say gravity. Huh? But what is it? What's that power? Can you see it? Huh? Can you see it? I'm asking. Why you cannot see it? Why then we have to... Why we believing with scientists when they say gravity and when we are not believing in Al-Ghaib, Al-Imam Al-Ghaib, when Allah say, I'm here, we are not believing in Allah, believing in these scientists to say that there is gravity. Show me the gravity. They say because the cup is not falling. Okay, I say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, people are dying. Why are not living forever? Why you don't live forever? Why you die? What makes you die? Huh? If this dunya is dunya, and this since this exists and never die, means we have to exist forever. What's the difference between us and them? They are made from atoms, we are made from atoms. Their atoms have a nucleus, an electron and proton. We have a nucleus, an electron and proton in our cells. Why we die, they don't die, these cups, or these books, or these carpets. They are living, we are living. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ لَا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Verily, everything is making tasbih. Why we have to die, they don't have to die. Why I have to believe in their gravity, and now I'm not seeing it, I'm not seeing anything. Show me a gravity, I want to see something in hand. Show me the gravity by hand. Don't give me experiment. I don't believe in you in their experiment. If they say there is gravity, show me the gravity.
You can't feel it.
Huh?
You can't feel it.
What?
You can't feel the gravity.
Feel it? You cannot feel Allah's presence?
Yeah.
Eh? Why would they don't believe in Allah then? That's why our discussion. Since they we have to believe in what they say, then they have to believe in what Quran says and what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. Correct?
No.
Or wrong? Subhanallah. Alam naj'al al-arda mihada? Didn't we do that earth a crypt, like a crypt? Mahd. A place to live on. A place that straight, that you can sit, sleep, rest, like a crib for a child. وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ. And we have made mountains, and the mountains as pegs. What's that peg? What's the meaning, pegs, Tahir?
What?
I understand what it, but explain the English, in English.
For tents, they have these wooden...
That's pegs. And we made mountains as pegs. What's that meaning?
To put a weight on it and it should be stable.
To put weight on earth to make it stable. Means if these mountains are not there, what will happen?
It
trembles, huh? Allah put mountains in order that make it very stable. Because without mountains, what will happen? It will shake. Allah put prayer on us like mountains on earth. Prayers on us in order ourselves not to shake. And that's why Prophet ﷺ said, As-salatu imad al-deen. Imad is the pillar, is the mountain, the peg of you, of the religion. Or else, you will be shaking, you will not be balancing yourself. And prayer is to balance you, to make you stable. To make your ego stable. Or ego will become like Fir'aun. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am your Lord. Allah made you to worship Him, to say to you, no, you are nothing. My prayers are stabilizing you. Stabilizing yourself to bow to me. Or else your ego would have jumped out of yourself. And he said, he made them awtad, pegs, in order that will not move. If it moves, then it is a disaster on everything. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to move a place, He ordered these mountains to move from inside. From inside there where they hammer the pegs, the wooden part, and to make the tent. Where is that mountain reaching down? Where its root goes down? Shake it a little bit. Everything shake earthquakes. Allah ordered angels, shake the roots of this mountain, unbalancing. And if Allah wants more, make that roots to throw volcano anytime He wants from this mountain. So these mountains are the pegs for this earth. And who are the pegs for humanity? Our prophets. And who is the first, the strongest, the highest, the greatest, the perfect pegs for humanity? Is Sayyidina Muhammad. It is said, two different narrations, that وأخرج الحاكم وصححه عن ابن عباس. When he explained that verse, ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا, he said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create creation, لما أراد الله أن يخلق الخلق, أرسل الريح. أرسل الريح. He sent wind. فنسفت الماء. فنسفت الماء. It blew away water. When water was covering everything, there was no earth. You cannot see. When Allah wanted to create creation, He sent the wind and blew the water. When blew the water, that water first hit, was released, took away from a place, Al-Hashafa. It's by the end, by the bottom of the Kaaba. That appeared first. حتى أبدت عن حشفة وهي التي تحت الكعبة. It's under the Kaaba. From there, مد الأرض. He stretched the earth. حتى بلغت ما شاء الله من الطور والعرض. Until Allah wanted it to stretch from طول and عرض. What طول and عرض in longitude and
width and latitude.
No. These lines.
Latitude.
Longitude and latitude. That's what it means. Shows that circle. Al-tul wal-ard. It went stretching. When it's stretching, mad. He said mad. When mad, you keep mad. It keep. So to keep it mad, it's going to be circular. وَكَانَتْ هَكَذَا تَمِيد. And this how it was growing. وَقَالَ بِيَدِهِ وَهَكَذَا وَهَكَذَا. And like this and like this. When you say, in Arab people, how they say you are Arab. When you say something like this and like this, how you made in your hand? You make like this.
Yeah.
Isn't that? You don't say like this.
No.
You never we make straight. Always we make like this and like this. It's showing the sign of turning. So Ibn Abbas was explaining. And he said, وَهَكَذَا وَهَكَذَا, and like this, and like this, means it's and showing the sign turning and turning. And that's a scientific discovery in the Holy Quran. فَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْجِبَالَ رَوَاسِيَ أَوْتَادًا. And Allah made the mountains pegs for to stabilize the earth. فكان أبو قبيس من أول جبل وضع في الأرض. And Abu Qubays, it is a mountain in Mecca. The first mountain was put on. So the awtad are the pegs for earth, and prophets are pegs for humanity, for the message, for the whole humanity. And inheritors of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Anbiya, al-ulama warathatul Anbiya, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, are the pegs of dunya.
And there are, according to some Islamic scholars, وسئل أبو سعيد الخراز قدس الله سره, one of the biggest ulama of his time, he was asked about the awtad and abdal that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned them in hadith. فقال الأوتاد, which is higher, الأوتاد or the أبدال, which the pegs are higher or the substitute are higher from a human being. He said no, الأوتاد, the pegs are higher from a human being. فقال لأن الأبدال يتقلبون من حال إلى حال. He said because أبدال substitute, this أبدال, when Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, according narrated by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, that when you are in a desert or in jungle and you are afraid, fearing something, scaring from something, call upon رجال الله أغيثوني, or the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, support me, aid me, give me help. And Allah sends you help because of these people that Allah has put them around. So when they were asking who is higher, he said Awtad is higher because Abdal substitute, they change their level from one level to a higher level, to a higher level. But Awtad, they reach perfection because they are like mountain, stable. They will never change. A mountain is a mountain. There is no change in a mountain. It's always in the same position. So Awtad are higher than Abdal. وقال ابن عطاء الأوتاد هم أهل الاستقامة والصدق. ابن عطاء said الأوتاد, they are the people of استقامة, straightforward. They are straightforward people and they are trustworthy people. They are صادقين on the right. لا تغيرهم الأحوال. Never أحوال, never different things will change them. Always they are stable. وهم في مقام التمكين, and they are in a level of perfection. They never change. والأوتاد أربعة, and there are four أوتاد from a human being. أربع أوتاد. أولهم يحفظ الشرق. First, he is keeping the east. And his name, according to Awliyaullah, Abdul Hayy. One from the east, he's keeping the east, and his name is Abdul Hayy. Second, Yahfazul Gharb, protecting the west, and his name Abdul Alim. وواحد يحفظ الشمال, and the one in north, يقال له عبد المريد. وواحد, and the other protecting the south, and he's called Abdul Qadir. والأبدال سبعة يحفظون أقاليم الكرة, and the أبدال are seven, and some ahadith they say 40, protecting and taking care through the permission and the inheritance of secrets from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are always there in dunya. One die, another come. One die, another come. One die, another come. Until judgment day. Inshallah, may Allah forgive us. Inshallah, we stop here. And next time, we will continue more about what, inshallah, we are continuing of Surah Al-Naba, the 30th chapter of Holy Quran. ومن الله التوفيق حربة الفاتحة. The 30th chapter of Holy Quran. ومن الله التوفيق حربة الفاتحة.